Trump endorses Republican Hung Cao for U.S. Senate in Virginia. By Nick Gilbertson on May 27, 2024. Retired Navy Captain Hung Cao, who looks to secure the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Virginia next month, scored former President Donald Trump's highly influential endorsement on Sunday. Trump announced his complete and total endorsement of Cao on Truth Social. A combat veteran and highly decorated special operations officer, Hung Cao will be a tireless fighter to stop inflation, grow our economy, secure our border, strongly support our incredible military/vets, and defend our always under siege Second Amendment, Trump wrote. Hung Cao has my complete and total endorsement. He will never let you down, and we will, at the same time, get rid of the worst president in the history of our country, crooked Joe Biden, Trump added. Cao expressed his gratitude in response via a post on X. I'm honored to receive an endorsement from the 45th and 47th President of the United States, Donald Trump, he wrote. Cao is squaring off with several opponents in the June 18th primary, the winner of which will face Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, in the general election. Kaine was twice failed Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's running mate in 2016. Attorney Jonathan Amord, Scott Parkinson, the former chief of staff to then Rep. Ron DeSantis, RFL attorney Chuck Smith, and Army veteran Eddie Garcia are also vying for the nomination. Trump's highly influential and coveted endorsement seemingly solidifies Cao's status as the frontrunner in the race, as the 45th president has repeatedly proven himself to be a kingmaker with his endorsements in GOP primaries. Democrats have won the last four presidential elections in Virginia, and every Senate election since 2006, but Republicans enjoyed success in all three of Virginia's most recent statewide races in 2021, indicating the party's influence is resurgent in the state. Governor Glenn Youngkin, RVA, beat former Governor Terry McAuliffe by 1.9 points, while Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, R., and Attorney General Jason Meares, R., won the races by 1.6 points and 0.8 points, respectively. Trump first told Breitbart News in December that he planned to expand the presidential battleground in 2024 to include Virginia and some other states that typically go blue in presidential elections, but which he sees as in play, such as Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, and New York. One of the other things I'm going to do, and I may be foolish in doing it, is I'm going to make a heavy play for New York, heavy play for New Jersey, heavy play for Virginia, heavy play for New Mexico, and a heavy play for a state that hasn't been won in years. Minnesota, Trump told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow and Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle during an interview at his luxurious seaside Mar-a-Lago resort. I'm going to do rallies, I'm going to do speeches, I'm going to work them, Trump said.